May the peace be with you.
我们请来看哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's refer to the second episode to the Corinthians, chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多后书第四章的第七节。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。第八节
Verse 8。
我们四面受敌却不困住，心里作难却不失望。第九节
Verse 9。
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致身亡。在这两节圣经节里面，保罗在提到他的信仰生活体验。
In these three verses, Paul described to us his personal experience in his faith.
他说有宝贝放在瓦器里面。
The treasure in earthen vessels.
这个瓦器是代表什么？
What does this earthen vessels represent of?
我们世界上每一个人。
It actually represents every one of us.
我们是器皿。
We are vessels.
而且是泥土所造的器皿。
Each individual is, each vessel was made by clay.
那宝贝又是代表什么？
What is the meaning of treasure?
有两种解释。
There are two explanations.
第一种是第四章第一节在讲使徒的职分。
The first explanation, is the responsibility, the status, of The disciple.
这是非常宝贵的。
It is very precious.
这是做基督的大使。
Serving as an ambassador of Christ is a very precious position.
是宝贝。
Therefore, it is classified as treasure.
那另外一个解释就指的圣灵。
The second explanation refers to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵非常宝贵，好像宝贝一样。
The Holy Spirit is very precious, like a treasure.
那这两个解释都很有意思。
These two explanations are very meaningful.
对保罗来说，人好像一个器皿。
To Paul, man is like a vessel.
有圣灵住在我们里面，好像宝贝在瓦器里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells a person's heart is like a treasure in earthen vessels.
那目的就是要显出莫大的能力是出于神的。
That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
是他在传福音的世界上能够完成神的托付。
So he can accomplish what is commissioned by the Lord.
很多的困难因为有宝贝在瓦器里面能够克服。
Many of the difficulties can be resolved by the treasure in the vessel.
今天这也是给我们一个很大的勉励。
This is a great encouragement to us.
我们虽然像瓦器一样。
We are all like vessels.
但是神应许他的宝贝在我们里面。
God promised to have his treasure in the vessels.
是我们在生活当中常常能够感受到莫大的能力从我们身上发出来。
Thus, in our daily life, we can experience the mighty power generated.
那我们要从这句话来思想一些属灵的教训。
Therefore, we would like to use this statement to powder this morning.
既然瓦器是指着我们，
since the earthen vessels refer to the believers,
圣经里面讲瓦器是被造的。
The earthen vessels or the clay vessels were made.
而且造他的那一位。对这个被造的瓦器有绝对的主权。
And the creator, is the master, of, the creature.
我们看罗马书的第九章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书的第九章。
Romans chapter 9. The episode of the Romans chapter 9.
十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书第九章的十九节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 19.
这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？二十节。
Verse 20.
你这个人啊，你是谁竟敢向神强嘴呢？受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我？二十一节。
21.
窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥啊拿一块做贵重的器皿，又拿一团做卑贱的器皿吗？这个地方在讲说窑匠有权柄啊，照着他的意思来做这个器皿。
Verse 21 said that does not the potter have power of the clay from the same slum to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?
我们是器皿，
We are the vessel.
神是被造，神是造物的这个窑匠。
And God is the potter.
所以神对我们每一个人有主权。
And he has the right to do whatever he wanted.
虽然我们活在美国里面强调民主，
We live in America and this country emphasize democracy.
民主就是强调以民为主的一个政治体系。
Democracy is based on man.
那每一个人的价值都受到尊重。
Each individual's valued is precious.
但是在这个社会里面，我们要强调的是神对我们有主权。
But in this society, we have to bear in mind that God is the master.
因为我们是被造的。
We are his creature.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to him.
罗马书里面保罗对这一点他了解很清楚。
Paul has a very clear understanding of this relationship.
我们看11章，罗马书的11章。
Let's continue to read Romans chapter 11.
36节。
Verse 36.Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。这里保罗在讲因信称义的道理。
Paul described the justification due to faith.
到最后他很感叹地说，神实在是太伟大，太奇妙。
And in conclusion, he said, how mighty God is.
这是超过我们人所能够了解的。
It is actually beyond our understanding.
那神的智慧，神的伟大，不是有人替为他做参谋。
God's wisdom, God is so mighty, it's not because he has a lot of consultants.
那36节就说
,Verse 36,
万有都是本于他，依靠他，也归于他。
For of him, and through him, and to him, all are things, to whom be glorified.
这个万有就是包括宇宙万物。
And all things refer to the entire everything in this universe.
也包括你，包括我。
Of course, it includes you and I.
就是我每一个人。
It refers to each individual.
我们能够存在是本于神。
Our existence, our survival, is because of God.
因为有神，所以才有我们。
It's because of God, so we survive.
那我们今天能够活着，也因为依靠他。
It's because of Him that we can live today.
因为他的全能在我们身上
，and his power dwells in our heart.
因为他赏赐阳光、空气、雨水
，he gave us sun, air, and the rain.
那我们的存在也是归于他
，our existence also belongs to him.
到最后就是为着神的荣耀
it is for the glory of God.
所以这段圣经就完全告诉我们
，so this verse clearly indicates that
人是属于神的
，man belongs to God.
神对人有主权
，and God is the master.
因此人常常忘记了这一点。
A lot of time, men neglect this important relationship.
在生活当中把神摆在一旁。
In daily life, they put God aside.
自己做自己的主人。
And man become his own master.
那在神看起来这就是违抗神的主权。
And in the eyes of God, man disobey him.
那个就这个就是张狂。
It is, a man has become so,proud and stuck up.
所以雅各书里面记载一个做生意的人。
In the book of James, there is a parable of a rich man.
他打算到一个城里面住一年做买卖得利。
He planned, to travel to a place, to have some business, to do some business for a year.
这本来是他自由可以做的。
And he has the right to do whatever he wants.
但是圣经里面怎么评论这一个人呢？
And how did the Bible, judge this man?
请看雅各书。
Let's refer to the epistle of James.
第四章
Chapter 4.
13节
Verse 13.
雅各书第四章13节
James chapter 4, verse 13.
说你们有话说今天明天我要往某城去在那里住一年做买卖得利14节
Verse 14.
其实明天如何你们还不知道你们的生命是什么呢你们是原来一片云雾 出现少时就不见了。十五节
Verse 15,
所以你们只当说主若愿意我就可以活着、啊、也可以做这个事做那个事。十六节
16,
现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。这个生意人这样计划，圣经说他是张狂夸口。
This businessman planned for his business trip. However, the Bible says that by now you boast in your arrogance, and such boasting is evil.
这里说这样夸口是 evil 哈，恶的，恶就是罪。
And the Bible says all such boasting is evil, and evil is sin.
那到底这个生意人问题出在哪里
？And what was his problem?
他以为他自己可以控制他自己的前途。
He thought that he is the master of his future.
但是圣经里面提醒他。
But the Bible about God reminded him.
说生命是什么
？And what is life? Then?
像一片云雾。
It's just like a vapor.
出现少时就不见了。
That appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
所以我们只能说
，Instead, we ought to say,
主若愿意，我就可以活着。
If the Lord wills, we shall live.
什么叫做主若愿意
？And what is the meaning of the Lord's will?
就是我们在他的掌管之下。
And we are under His control.
如果神愿意，你才可以活到明天。
If it is the Lord's will, we will be able to live until tomorrow.
那主若愿意，我才可以做这个事或做那个事。
If it is the will of the Lord, then we can do this or that.
如果神愿意，你才可以做一些事情有所成就。
If it is the Lord's will, then we will be able to do something and we will be successful.
所以一个人生命能够活着，事情能够做成，这是因为神愿意。
Thus, the life of a person, is in the hands of God.
那现在这个人把神完全摆在一边。
And this, this merchant put God aside.
忽略神的存在。
He neglected the existence of God.
这个叫做张狂夸口。
And this is called arrogance.
所以我们每一个人在生活当中常常有我们自己的想法。
And we have our own thought, our idea.
但是我们要常常尊重神。
We ought to obey God, to respect God.
你要我做什么
？And we should ask, seek for the will of the Lord.
好像保罗归主说：“神啊，你要我做什么
？”When Paul, after Paul was converted, he asked God what he can do.
他所强调的不是主啊，我要为你做什么
？He didn't ask God what he wanted to do.
当他说你要我为你做什么
，He asked God what God expect him to do.
他就承认神是他的主了。
Then he accepted God is his master.
摩西活的一辈子。
Moses lived through his lifetime.
他把他的一生用很简短的一篇诗篇写出来。
And he placed he described his life in the book of Psalm.
在诗篇90篇。
Let's refer to the score of Psalm 90.
我们看诗篇的90篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇
，Psalm 90
第一节
，Verse 1
说主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，这个是神人摩西的祷告。
And this is a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
摩西在当时受了埃及一切的教育
，And he received Egyptian education.
说话行事都有能力
，And he has power. He's very knowledgeable.
摩西的灵性也很高。
Moses also had a very high spirituality.
他曾经面对面跟神说过话。
He face to face with God.
在西奈山看过神的荣耀。
Mount Sinai, he even personally visualized the glory of God.
那当他对他的一生做一个结论
，But he made a conclusion to his life.
他的第一句话说：“主啊，你做我们的居所。”
In the statement, he said that Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
他知道世界有一个神的存在。
He knows the existence of God.
而且神就是他的主。
And he also knew that God is his master.
他知道人需要有一个主宰来掌管他，来带领他。
He also knew that man need God to guide him and to lead him.
这个主宰对他有主权。
And this God is his master. He controls his life.
他要顺服他的带领。
Man had to submit to the guidance of the Lord.
这样人生才不会走岔路。
That man will not be on the wrong track.
所以这个瓦器是受造的。
Therefore, vessels was made, was created.
造他的对他有主权。
The creator, is the master of the creature.
今天我们在教会里面常常要思想这一点。
In the church, we ought to meditate this statement.
教会是神的。
The church belongs to God.
是基督用宝血买出来的。
Was redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
所以每一个人在教会服侍神，只是一个器皿。
Each individual in the church is only a vessel.
神对教会有主权。
And God is the master of the church.
所以我们在教会里面要常常问主啊，你要我们做什么？
Therefore, in the church, we should always ask God what He wants us to do.
大家把神摆在最前面。
Everybody should place God in the first position.
啊，这个教会能够在神的联络之下能够同心。
And then, everyone should join to the Christ and be in one accord.
我们都是仆人。
We are all servants.
啊，神是有绝对的主权。
And God is the master and He controls everything.
第二个就是这个器皿被造是有目的的。
That is, the vessel was created for certain purposes.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书
2 Timothy
第二章
Chapter 2
二十节
Verse 20
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的也有作为卑贱的这个讲说在富有的人家有各种不同的器皿。
In a great house or in a rich man's house, then different kinds of vessels.
然后不同的器皿有不同的用途。
And each vessel has different usage.
所以有的做贵重的有的做卑贱的。
Some for honor and some for dishonor.
所以我们既然是一个器皿被造的。
Since we are a vessels created,
所以神造我们有一个目的。
God has a purpose to create this particular vessel.
只要我们能够达到神造我们的目的，
as long as
就是有意义、有价值。
As long as we can attain or fulfill God's purpose, then this vessel will be a very useful one.
所以人活着不一定啊。说长寿才是好的。
Those on earth, man doesn't expect to live for a long life.
人活着最重要是生活的内容。
It's very important to the man is his is the life of the content of his life.
如果这个生活的内容能够达到神造你的目的
，If a man can live through his lifetime in accordance to the will of the Lord,
短短也是很有价值。
Even he lives for a short period of time, yet it will be very meaningful.
主耶稣只活了33年。
Jesus Christ only lived on this earth for 33 years.
我们好多人已经超过这个岁数。
Many of us have even lived more than the life of Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣要离世之前
，and prior to his departure，
他很有把握。
He has a very strong confidence，
向天上的神请求
，and asking the Lord in heaven，
你托付我的事情我已经完成。
I've really completed what you have commissioned me to do。
他来世界，他很清楚有一件事情神要叫他完成。
And Jesus Christ know very clearly that there's one mission for him to come, to accomplish.
就是拯救人脱离罪恶。
To deliver man from sin.
那现在他要回到天国去。
Now he was about to return to the heavenly kingdom.
他对那个差他的人有一个交代。
And now he can report and face to God.
你托付我的我做成了。
And you have commissioned me and I have accomplished.
那这句话就代表耶稣的人生是有价值的。
And this statement clearly indicated that the life of Jesus Christ was meaningful.
因为神造他在地上的目的他完成了。
And God made him to live on this earth and the mission was accomplished.
那下面一句话
The second statement.
说求你能够带我回去跟你同享创世以前我们同有的荣耀。
Now please bring me back that we can enjoy the glory since beginning of earth.
所以大卫有把握现在可以到天国有荣耀。
Now Jesus Christ has a strong confidence that he will be glorified in the heavenly kingdom.
这个就是有价值生活的一个赏赐。
And this is the reward of leading through a meaningful life.
反过来看看所罗门的生活。
But in the contrary, let's take a look of the life of King Solomon.
所罗门享受神很丰富的恩典。
And he received abundant blessings from the Lord.
但他似乎不明白神为什么让他活着。
But he didn't clearly understand what God made him to live on earth.
所以他用很多的时间精力去满足肉体的欲望。
He spent a lot of time and effort trying to satisfy his physical lust.
这个不是神造人的目的。
It was not the purpose of God's creation.
那么他这样忙碌追求一生。
And he spent all his lifetime to pursue for luxurious life.
在神看起来
in the eyes of God.
他并没有达到神叫他活在地上的目的。
He hadn't accomplished the purpose of God expecting to live on earth.
所以他要死的时候，他觉得很虚空。
And prior to his death, he felt vanity.
一切都是捕风。
Everything is like catching wind.
看起来是抓了一把，其实什么都没有。
It seems that he caught everything, but he actually owned nothing.
所以每个人要了解。
Everyone ought to understand a very important point.
神造我要我做什么？
What is the purpose of God making me on earth?
要常常对这个问题有一个很肯定的回答。
And we should get a very clear answer.
神要我做什么？
What God expect me to do on earth?
斯蒂凡只活很短的年纪。
Stephen only lived for a very short period of time.
但是神造他就是要传道殉道。
But God want him to preach and to become a martyr.
借着他的殉道感动好多人努力传福音。
To his martyr, he became, his mission was accomplished. Many people were touched.
所以在他殉道被石头打死的时候，他的目的已经达到了。
When Stephen was stoned to death and his mission was accomplished.
他看到天开了，耶稣站在神的右边等他回去。
He saw the heaven was open, Jesus Christ was waiting to receive him.
所以生命不在乎长或短。
It doesn't matter how long a person can live.
只在乎我们有没有完成神对我们的托付。
It doesn't matter whether a man has accomplished what he was commissioned.
保罗知道神造他是要做外邦人的使徒。
Paul knew that God expected him to become the disciples of the Gentiles.
所以从公元差不多46年开始
Since the year 46 AD,
他开始传福音。
He started to preach the gospel.
一直传到公元差不多66年。
And until the year 66.
这个20年的时间
in about 20 years,
他受苦很多。
And he suffered a lot.
但是他很清楚神造他就是要做外邦人的使徒。
But he clearly understood that God wanted him to become the disciple of Gentiles.
等到他在罗马要殉道的时候。
When he was about to be executed in Rome.
他写最后一封书信。
He wrote the last epistle.
他很有把握说。
He had a very confident.
那美好的仗我打过了。
I really fought a good battle.
神要他打的仗他打过了。
And he already completed fought a good battle.
神要他跑的路他跑进了。
He already completed the way God wanted him to walk through.
这个就是有价值的人生。
And this is a meaningful life.
所以现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And now there is a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
所以没有一个人可以说我没有用。
Nobody can say that I'm useless.
因为你是器皿，你是被造的，你一定有用。
And you are the vessels, you're created by God, and you will have your usage.
如果一个人说我没有用，那个时候就是神要造他回去的时候。
If a person feel that he's useless and worthless, it was the time God was going to bring him, to call him back.
所以神让我们活着一定有用途。
And God, if God want us to continue to live, I will be still useful.
不能够白费时间，一天一天过去。
We cannot waste a scoundrel of time doing nothing.
是没有价值。
And this kind of life is meaningless.
有一个老姐妹。
That was an elderly sister.
有一次啊，一个传道去看她。
When the preacher was visiting her,
他说请帮我，请为我祷告。
And he asked the pastor to pray for her.
那个传道说，祷告什么？
And the pastor asked her, what do you want me to pray for you?
求主耶稣赶快带我回去啊。
And he asked the pastor to pray the Lord to call him back.
我年纪大了也没有什么可以做。
And he said, I'm getting old and I could do nothing.
生病很痛苦啊。
And I'm sick.
那个传道跟他讲。
And the pastor told her,
他说你会不会祷告？
Do you know to pray? Do you know to pray?
他说我会啊。
She said, yes.
那传道就跟他讲。
And the preacher told her,
说这个教会里面有什么事情要祷告
啊？He told her, he listed to her the items that need to be prayed.
还有哪一些慕道者要祷告
？And also pray for the true seekers.
哪一些信徒很早来要祷告
？And also pray for the weakening believers.
那过了不多久，那个传道又回到那个教会。
And a short while later, the pastor returned to the church.
遇到那个姐妹。
And met the sister.
就问她最近好吗
？And asked her, "How are you?"
她说我最近好忙啊。
And she said, "I'm very busy recently."
你忙什么
？And the pastor asked her, "What are you busy?"
说你是不是告诉我啊，我祷告不完。
And she said, "I love of items to be prayed."
她改变了。
And she was changed.
以前呢、啊，她觉得身体很软弱，就好像等着主耶稣召她回去。
In the previously, she felt that she was very weak. Waiting to be called back.
忽然间，她发现能够为着圣工祷告也是一种工作。
And but she suddenly realized that to devote time in prayer is also an important sacred work.
所以人活在世界上啊。好像在演一台戏
啊 ，Whereas on earth, a man is like acting on stage.
你出现五分钟，你出现两小时都没有关系
啊。An actor may appear only 5 minutes on the stage, or maybe 2 hours, even 3 hours on the stage. It doesn't really matter.
但是要把神要你演那个角色、那个目的，把它演得好，就是有价值。
But the most important is to play well in your role,
因为我们是被造
的。And we are the creator.
神是造我们，
we are the creatures.And God has His purpose in His creation.
再回到提摩太后书第二章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy chapter 2,
21节。
Verse 21.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。这个地方说，
Paul mentioned,
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就会做贵重的器皿。
If anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor.
虽然在大户的人家有各种不同造的器材
，in a rich man's house there are different kinds of vessels.
有金的，有银的
，of gold and silver，
照着价值这样排下来的。
And they are all in different values.
但是到最后，这个主人所要用的是干净的。
But what?The master tried to use is a clean vessel.
好，所以这让我们知道，我们在世界上啊，要远离世俗，要追求圣洁。
We should try to avoid mingle with this world and pursue for righteousness and holiness.
因为神是圣洁的。
Since God is holy.
哦，人非圣洁，不能够见神。
If without holiness, man cannot face God.
人如果没有圣洁，没有办法站在神面前服侍他。
If a man is unholy, he cannot serve the Lord.
神要呼召以利亚以赛亚先知。
When God was about to call Isaiah to serve him.
因为那一个世代对神冷漠无情。
Because in that era, a man that was so cold in the faith.
所以神很感叹。
So God sighed.
养牛养驴他都认识的主人。
Even cows and mules recognize their masters.
但是以色列百姓不认识那个养他的神。
But Israelites did not recognize God who raised them.
所以神要叫以赛亚先知去呼唤他们回归向神。
And when God was about to call upon Isaiah to revive the faith of Israelites.
但是在神呼唤以赛亚之前，
Before God called upon Isaiah,
神让他看了一个异象。
God asked him, let him to see a vision.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
God was sitting in the highest throne.
衣裳下垂，遮盖圣殿。
And his robe covered the entire temple.
那当以赛亚看到这个异象，
When Isaiah saw this vision,
他第一个感觉，
his first reaction
就是我有罪啊。
And I'm sinned.
因为我住在有罪的人当中。
And I live among the unseen.
人对自己的罪没有感觉，就是因为我们离开神很远。
If man has no sense to his sins, he is so far away from the Lord.
离开神就是活在黑暗里面。
If a man is no longer with the Lord, he lives in darkness.
在黑暗中怎么能够看到自己的污秽呢？
And how can a man living in darkness, spot all his shortcomings and weaknesses?
神就是光。
God is light.
当人靠近了神，
When man draws near God,
神的话一解开发亮光，
And the words of God is like the light.
就让人看清楚自己里面的罪。
Man will be able to spot and see his sin.
当神的灵浇灌人的心里，
When the spirit of God pour upon man,
人对罪就变成非常的敏感。
Man will be very sensitive to his sins he committed.
所以以赛亚看到神显现，第一个感觉我有罪了。
So when Isaiah witnessed the appearance of God, his first reaction is, I am seen.
而且这个罪是从嘴唇来的。
And the sin is from the unclean lips.
我们最容易犯的罪就是嘴唇。
and our lips, our commit sins easily.
你看有多少的纷争，有多少教会里面发生的问题，不是从话语搞出来的吗？
A lot of divisions, quarrels, are the result of lips.
这个就是不洁净，就是罪。
And unclean lips is sin.
那后来神用木炭啊，把炭火把它洁净了。
And the Lord cleansed his lips with the fire of charcoal.
那在这件事情之前
，and prior to this incident，
他看到天使啊在服侍神。
He saw the angels were serving the Lord.
撒拉佛在服侍神。
And Seraphim was serving the Lord.
这个撒拉佛就是洁净的意思。
And the seraphim
焚烧的意思。
And the seraphim was burning like a live coal.
啊，焚烧就是洁净。
A burning.Or the fire means cleansing the sins.
那这个撒拉佛在神面前在呼喊圣哉。
And the seraphim cried loudly, "Holy, holy!"
结果圣殿都在震动。
And the entire temples were shaking.
所以当以赛亚被洁净以后
，And after Isaiah was cleansed,
声音就来了。
And he heard the voice of the Lord.
谁可以被我所用呢
？Saying, "Whom shall I send?"
所以神所用的人必须是洁净的。
The Lord will only use a clean vessel,
保守自己不沾染世俗。
Those who keep himself as not defiled, is not defiled by the world.
因此大户人家虽然有金器、银器、木器、瓦器，但是到最后所用的是洁净的。
Therefore, a great house has different kinds of vessels, but master will only use a clean vessel.
那圣经既然说我们是瓦器，
The Bible says that we are the clay vessel.
我们大家都有这个经验。
We all have the same experience.
如果塑胶的杯子掉在地上，拿起来还可以用。
If a plastic cup fell on the ground, it will not break.
但是如果是一个泥土做的杯子掉在地上，就完了。
If as a clay vessel fell on the ground, it could break.
虽然你握在手里觉得它很硬。
Even you, although you hold in the hands, it seems that it's very hard.
但是一掉下去，你就发现它很脆弱。
When you fell around, you discover that it was very fragile.
这个就是人。
And this is man.
人在外表上看起来好像很坚强。
It seems that man was very strong.
有的人个性很强。
Man being very strong, strong nature.
但事实上，人是泥土造的。
Man was made.By clay,
人本身是很软弱的。
Man was very fragile and very weak.
那这个软弱，保罗本身提到两点。
And Paul used two points to describe man.
啊，先看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
又恐怕因为我所得的启示甚高，过于至高，就有一根刺加在我肉体，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于至高。第九节
，Verse nine，
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟。
”Verse nine，
这里保罗说：“我喜欢夸自己的软弱。”
And Paul says that I would like to boast of my weakness.
你看，有多少人在夸都是夸自己的长处。
A lot of people will only boast his merits.
啊，比别人强的地方。
You have to boast all his strong points.
但是保罗说，我如果能够夸，就是夸我自己的软弱。
What Paul says that what he wants to try to boast is his all his weakness.
那为什么保罗会这样讲？
Why Paul made such a statement?
这个跟他身上有一根刺有关系。
It is related to a thorn in his flesh.
这个刺是什么？圣经找不出来。
The Bible didn't describe what kind of thorn, what thorn was.
但是可以了解，就是身体上有一点毛病。
But we can understand that he has some kind of disease.
那因为这根刺，所以让他肉体受苦很多。
Because of this thorn, he suffered.A great deal.
那在肉体受苦当中，他才发现我们原来是人，我们人是很软弱。
When he had a physical suffering, Paul then realized that man was very weak.
因此这样他才需要从神得到能力。
Then he need more power from the Lord.
所以刚强的出发点是软弱。
Therefore, the beginning of a strong point is weakness.
如果一个人从来没有觉得自己软弱，
If a person never feel that he was weak,
他很难经历属灵的刚强。
And he will not be able to go through the spiritual training.
可惜玛丽园里面有四个人在祷告。
There were four people praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
里面有三个在睡觉。
And three fell asleep.
其中有一个是彼得。
And Peter was one of them.
他有很大的决心要跟从主耶稣。
He had a very strong determination to follow Jesus Christ.
这个是没有疑问的。
As unquestionable.
但是在那个时候，耶稣已经看出他很软弱。
But at that critical moment, Jesus had already noticed that Peter was very weak.
但是他自己把自己的决心当作刚强的一种现象。
Peter thought that his determination was very strong.
但是另外一个人就是耶稣。
But the Lord Jesus Christ,
他知道十字架的苦杯是很难喝的。
He knew that the cross was a bitter cup.
他觉得很软弱。
And he felt he couldn't bear anymore.
所以他在祷告里面，他迫切流泪哀哭祷告。
So Jesus Christ prayed with importunity, with tears,
在各个他的祷告，在克西马尼的祷告。
And in the garden at the prayer of Gethsemane,
耶稣得胜了。
And Jesus Christ prevailed,
他得到力量。
And he had power.
所以在走各个他道路，他得胜了。
When he was on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prevailed.
但是这些门徒啊，全部都离开他了。
But the disciples all departed from him.
因为在灵里面，他们是软弱的。
In spirit, they were weak.
有时候神让我们经历一些变幻。
Sometimes God has to go through sickness.
这原来是好的。
And it was actually God's good will.
让我们了解，我们只不过是人。
So we are be able to understand that we are only human.
如果我们要刚强，
if we want to be strong man,
我们需要靠近神，
and we have to draw near God,
我们需要神的恩典，
we need the grace and the mercy of the Lord,
我们才能够刚强，
then we will be stronger.
那这样从软弱进入刚强，我们就不会骄傲，
and from weakness turning to strong, we will never be proud.
因为软弱是器皿的本质。
Because weakness is actually the significance of a vessel.
但是刚强是神的恩典。
A strong point is the blessing of the Lord.
那所以不只是在肉体软弱，有时候人的心也很软弱。
Not only physically man is very weak, but spiritually man is also very weak.
保罗在罗马书里面提到，
In the book of Romans, Paul mentioned that
他说他想要行善。
He wants to do good deeds.
他可以立志。
And he can make even good strong determination.
但是行出来行不出来不是他能控制。
That's not up to him to control.
因为他里面有一个罪性。
And he has a nature of sin.
从肉体里面出来的。
And from his physical body.
这个罪性很强，控制了他没有办法行善。
Because of this sinful nature, he will not be able to do the good deeds.
所以他觉得很痛苦。
And he was feel very suffering.
因为善行不出来。
Because he couldn't do the good deeds.
恶一直去做。
And all the evil, yet all the evil things he wanted to do.
我们大家应该有这个体验。
Everyone should have a similar experience like Paul.
那在教会里面，我们来祷告聚会，我们内心觉得好像很属灵。
In the church, we pray together, we attend services, we thought that we are very spiritual.
但是有时候一回到家里面，
And after we are at home,
夫妻之间为着意见不一样又吵起来了。
And the husband and wife has different opinion, they started to argue and to quarrel.
那不是刚从教会回来吗？
They just came back from church.
为着小意见就吵起来了。
For a small item, they started to quarrel and to argue.
有时候守完安息日回到家里面。
Sometimes after, the Sabbath services,
这个父母跟子女又吵起来了。
And the parents and the children begin to argue.
又生气起来了。
And they begin to get angry.
所以在这个很多的事情上，我们对照就知道我们人真的很软弱。
In many incidences, we can come to a conclusion that man is very weak, both physically and spiritually.
我们每一个人，虽然在教会里面每一个人看起来很属灵。
In the church, it seems that every man is very spiritual.
但其实很多人在家里脾气很大。
But a lot of men have very bad temper at home.
个性很强。
They are very strong desire.
这个好像一头野兽。
It's just like a beast.
破坏了夫妻的关系。
And ruin the relationship of husband and wife.
破坏了家庭的和睦。
And ruin the harmony of family.
但这一头恶兽在我们里面，你能驯服吗？
But can you tame this animal in your heart?
很难的。
It's very, very difficult.
这个就知道我们需要神。
And then we realize that man needs God.
因为我们只是器皿。
We are only vessels.
那这个器皿要被宝贝所充满必须要爆空。
And this vessel has to be poured empty.
请看啊，《列王记下》第四章。
Let's refer to Second Kings.
列王记下第四章。
Second Kings chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
有一个先知的门徒的妻子哀求以利沙，说我的仆人有丈夫死了，他是敬畏神的，你所知道的。现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。第二节。
Verse 2.
以利沙问他说，我可以为你做什么？你告诉我，那家里有什么？他说，比你家中出了一瓶油之外没有什么。第三节。
Verse 3.
伊丽莎说，你去向你的众邻舍借空的器皿啊，不要少借。第四节。
Verse 4.
回到家里关上门，你和你的儿子啊，在里面将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了放在一旁。第五节。
Verse 5.
于是妇人离开伊丽莎去关上门，自己和儿子在里面啊，儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油啊，器皿满了。我们这里啊，这里记载一个故事。
And this is an incident.
啊，就是有一个寡妇来求伊丽莎。
A widow came to ask Elisha for help.
因为债主要向他要钱。
His debtors, creditors came to ask for the return of her money borrowed.
伊丽莎问他说：“你家里有什么？”
And Elisha asked her, "What do you have in your house?"
他说：“我们有一瓶油。”
And she said, "She has only a jar of oil."
伊丽莎告诉他。
Then the prophet told her,
说你向邻舍借空的器皿。
Go borrow vessels from everyone, from all your neighbors, empty vessels.
他为什么要强调空的器皿？
Why are the prophets emphasize empty vessels?
因为如果这个器皿满了，
if the vessel is filled,
那还能够装什么？
And it could contain nothing.
所以要借空的器皿。
Thus, the prophet asked her to borrow empty vessels.
越多越好。
The more the better.
啊，所以这个妇人就借很多空的器皿。
So this is a widow borrow a lot of empty vessels.
那伊丽莎就因这一瓶油一直倒。
And Elisha asked her to pour the oil into all these vessels.
所有空器皿都填满了。
And all the empty vessels were filled with oil.
那个油就止住了。
So the oil ceased.
如果那个空的器皿还有，油还会跑出来。
If there are more vessels, and there will be more oil, pour out.
我们是器皿。
We are vessels.
如果我们能够倒空自己，
if we can empty ourselves,
宝贝就进来了。
And the treasure will dwell in our heart.
那个宝贝就是神本身了。
And the treasure is God himself.
我们就可以体验到神住在我们里面。
We will be able experience the dwellness of God in our heart.
我们看保罗的体验。
Let's study the experience of Paul.
腓立比书。
Let's refer to the episode to the Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
腓立比书第三章的第七节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因为基督都当作有损。保罗在这里讲得很清楚。
And Paul clearly indicated that.
说我以前觉得对我有益处的。
But what I counted all things loss.
我现在都因为基督当作有损。
And now I have counted again.
那他以前认为对他有益的是什么？
What all the gains to him in the past?
是他前面里面讲的。
That's what he mentioned about.
在律法上他是无可指摘的。
And he, in the law, he was blameless.
在律法上他有益。
And he was a righteous man in the law.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
所以他还没有信耶稣以前，他已经有很多世俗人所珍贵的。
Before he was converted, he had a lot of status.
那他信耶稣。
A lot of worldly status.
信了耶稣以后。
After he was converted.
他才发现如果这个没有倒掉，耶稣不会进来。
He said he felt that if he didn't pour out all the gains that he thought in the past,The Lord will not dwell in his heart.
所以律法的义倒出来，主耶稣的义才会进来。
And after he poured out the righteousness of the law, then the righteousness of Jesus Christ dwell in him.
因此，信主耶稣这个价值观呢，改变很重要。
We should have the change of value after we believe in the Lord.
你一直舍掉我们本来本来很宝贵的。
If we can give up what we previously owned,
神就会无穷尽的进到我们
里面。Then the Lord will, and His blessing will be in our heart.
所以圣经里面才讲说，虚心的人有福啦。
Blessed are those who are humble in his heart.
什么叫做虚心
？What does that mean? The person has a lowly heart.
虚心就是谦卑，就是里面的是空的。
It's just like an empty vessel. There's nothing in it.
人来到神的面前。
When a man is in front of God,
如果你里面是空的
if he is lowly and humble,
神就要充满
and the Lord will fill in his heart.
如果我们里面已经满了
if a person is so stuck up, just like his heart is just like a vessel is filled,
那这个宝贝怎么进来呢
and how would the pressure be dwell in his heart?
所以最困难的就是我们来到神面前是空的
the most difficult part for the man is to empty himself.
你在
社会 Lord,
有地位有名望吗
You have a very high ranking in the society.
你在社会上啊，有钱财，有知识吗
？Or you are a very knowledgeable man, or you are a very wealthy person in the society.
如果没有把它倒空
，if you do not if you don't pour out all this ranking and the wealth of the world,
你在教会里面做十年还是没有体验
，and even you in the church, to be a believer for more than a decade, you will never experience God.
不是宝贝不进来。
It's not because the treasure doesn't want to be in your heart.
这个器皿已经满了。
Because this vessel is filled with all the worldly things.
它怎么进来呢
？And how can the treasure be poured in?
最好有的人来到教会真的很谦卑，倒空。
A lot of people are very humble when they are in the church.
神就充满。
And the Lord will dwell in the heart.
所以在社会上，我们人要表现自满，别人才会尊重你。
In this society, we have to show off or to boast or to exalt ourselves, then we'll gain respect from the others.
来到神面前，你要倒空，神才会尊重你。
But in the church, in the front of God, we have to empty ourselves, then the pressure will dwell in our heart.
这个就是过世俗的生活跟属灵生活不同的地方。
This is a significant difference from living in the world and living in the spiritual world.
圣经里面在记载摩西
The Bible describes Moses
摩西40岁
At the age of 40
从王宫出来
And he left the palace
你可以讲摩西是不可一世的态度
We can just imagine that Moses was such a proud and stuck up an arrogant person
王宫里面出来
And he left the palace He was a prince
说话行事都有能力
And he has power
受了埃及一切的教育
And he received the best Egyptian education.
有钱才有名望。
And he has a very high ranking, was very wealthy.
但是40岁神把他送到旷野。
By the age of 40, God sent him to wilderness.
他想要做什么神什么都没有让他做。
And God disallowed him to do anything he desired for.
就是在这个40年要让他倒空。
And for the coming 40 years, God wanted him to empty himself.
40年了才
到
了倒空
For four decades for him to empty himself
到了80岁
At the age of 80
神向他显现
And God appeared to him
要呼叫摩西
God was about to call upon Moses
我发现摩西的反应啊非常不一样
And we discover Moses gave a rather very different response
先看第出埃及记第三章
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 3
11节
Verse 11.
摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老
？”Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh？
在这句话就是代表摩西对自己打问号了。
And Moses doubt about his capability.
我是什么人
？And who am I？
他已经倒空了。
He already emptied himself.
所以对自己没有把握。
He even feel that he has no confidence.
我怎么可以去见法老
？And how can I go to see Pharaoh？
那十二节
，verse 12，
神说：“我必与你同在。”
Then the Lord said, "I will certainly be with you."
你就是瓦器
，and you are a vessel.
我就是宝贝
，and I am the treasure.
我要与你同在，就是宝贝要充满瓦器里面。
I will certainly be with you, meaning that the Lord will dwell in this vessel.
你充满着能力，你就可以去见法老。
And you will have the power, you will be able to see Pharaoh.
所以我们要倒空。
Therefore, we ought to empty ourselves.
神才会充满我们里面。
Then the Lord
谈到
，Recently, I heard a believer described to me.
他在教会里面做负责人。
And he was a church member. He was a council member.
事情很忙啊。
He was very busy at work.
所以他一直在想啊，我怎么办？
And he amended what he was supposed to adjust.
我才能够做圣工。
So I can do the church work.
到后来他就想说啊，是不是他能够来参加这个全职的工作？
He wondered whether he should participate in full-time ministry.
那天晚上他很认真在想这件事情。
Meditated and pondered this issue very seriously.
那天晚上神显两牌子给他看。
And God appeared, show him two lines.
左边一排说要没有私欲，后边一排，右边一排说才可当传道。
And in this in the two lines, the first line stated that you must remove all your physical lust, then you will be able to serve as a full-time minister.
他知道时候还没有到。
He knew that it's not time yet.
要没有私欲。
And he has to have all the physical lust removed.
就是要倒空。
Meaning that he has to empty himself.
才能够服侍神。
Then he will be able to serve God.
所以我们是器皿。
We are vessels.
神这个宝贝要充满我们。
The treasure, will dwell in us.
唱死了。